Mishnah Shabbos, the Fein Gimel Aleph, says the Lamatas Melachos. We know the Lamatas Melachos, they're also on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos are from Teslin Beis, and other places says that the Lamatas Melachos of Shabbos are learned out from the Mishkan. Whatever Melach was needed to build a Mishkan, that's what's also on Shabbos. Two of the Melachos are Melachos Kireya, which I guess in English would be ripping or tearing, and there's another Melachos, Melachos Machatech, which I guess in English would be cutting. What's the difference between kirei and machatech? What would be the difference between ripping and cutting? So the main chiluk is that machatech has to be b'mida. When you're cutting something exactly we want to cut, that's machatech. And kirei is you just rip haphazardly. You know, you're not marking where you're ripping, just want to get the thing open, just to rip. But we'll explain a little bit more. The Mishnah in Shabbos lists the malachas by categories, sort of. The Gemara explains it that way. But if you look in the Mishnah, the first 11 malachas are called Sidur the Pas. The first 11 malachas are the malachas that are needed to make pas, to make lechem, to make bread. Even though in building the Mishkan, they didn't need bread to build the Mishkan. So the Gemara explains, in the Mishkan, what they did was they had to make some among them. They had to make dyes. They had to make seva, dyes to dye the ureis, the covering and the curtains of the Mishkan. And the process of making dyes was very similar to the process of making bread. You'd have to grow the certain herbs and plants to make the dyes, and at the end of it, you'd have to cook them. You have to cook them, which is similar to baking the bread. Oifa and bishol, very similar. You have to cook them and heat them up to make the saman. So but these are the Gemara calls it the 11 melachos of Sidur the Pas. It starts from melachos zereya v'chayrish, with planting and plowing. The Gemara asks, if you're going in order, you should start with Chayrish. You plow before you plant. So the Gemara says, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that on the Mishnah means sometimes there are fields that are very hard ground, and you have to do Chayrish twice. They would plow first, then they would plant, and then if they plant, they would plow it again. Like mix up the seeds, but plow it a second time. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, Chayrish, that even the second Chayrish is also considered a Chayrish. Don't think it was already Chayrish, it was already plowed, it's not considered a Chayrish. The second time is also called a Chayrish. And if he had a straw on Chayrish the second time, he'd be chay for that. But again, it starts with Zereya and Chayrish, and it ends off from the 11 malachas, we won't go through them, ends off with Lush and Eifa, with the kneading and baking. Then the Mishnah says 13 malachas of Begodim, it's called malachas of Begodim. 13 malachas that involve making Begodim, or the Mishkan, making the Urias, making the Urias that are made out of Begodim. It starts off with the Geizis and Sitzema, shearing the wool, Vamalabnoi, and then whitening the wool. And it ends off with Taifa v'Kireya Mnasletva. The last two malachas of Malachas Begodim, making Malachim, Begodim was Taifa, sewing. And if the sewing comes Kireya, ripping, when do they rip in the Mishkan? So the Gemara explains that in sewing, very often you make a mistake and you have to rip it to do it over. So that's why Kireya, the Mishnah says, Kireya Mnasletva. So that's where the Malacha Kireya comes from Begodim. And then the Mishnah lists Zayin Malachas, seven Malachas of Iris. Seven Malachas that involved in making leather or skins. In the Mishkan, it was used, some of the Iris were made from the Tachash, the Or HaTachash, and the Iris Engel Mudamim. So the making that Or, it starts with Hatzad, it starts with capturing the animal. Tzad Tzvi, the second Malachas is Shechta, the Yushechta, the Mafshita, you would skin it, and the next malach is hamochai, and you would salt it. These salt the skin to make it into leather. It's part of the process. But ma'abed, sorry, and then do ma'abed. Ma'abed was they put after the salt, they put other types of samim, other types of very harsh, very strong, like materials to make the like someone like dark, like I'm thinking what we might call chemicals today, but it was more natural then to make the R into R. The Gemara Sakasha mochai and ma'abed, the chayr is all one malacha. It's all working out the skin, why the leather, to make it into leather. Why is Mochai and Ma'abe called two? One is with salt and the other is with saman, Mochai is all one. So Gemara says, it's really all one. And you have to put those two together. That's one Av Malacha. And you have to add in the Mishnah something to be Mashlim, the 39. So the Gemara says, you have to add into the Mishnah Masate. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but there's one more Av Malacha called Masate. Masate was when they would mark on the R, on the skins, a line we had to cut. They used to either scratch it out with a knife, or sometimes with the Gemara says, they put on like a little ink or something. Today we might use a pencil, something to make, to mark it. And Masate, making a reshim, marking off where you want to cut, that's also like a halacha. Oh, so in this, by Melechus Ha'or, one of the Melechus is Mechatech. Because the Ratzonim, they used to make Utsuwais and other things, and even Sanlonim or shoes, whatever, they would cut out the R in a very exact way. So the Melech Mechatech is by Melechus Ha'or. Just to finish off, then the Mishnah, just to finish off Lamechus Malachus, it says two Melechus of Ksiva, Kosef and Moichik, two Melechus of Binyan, that's Baina Besaisa, and the 39th Melech is two Melechus of R, it's Mechab and Mavi. And interesting, by Mahadish Sigar, I didn't see him speak about it. Mechab and Mavi, let's see again, maybe we don't speak about it, but Mechab, it says Mechab first, and then Mavi, by Baina Besaisa, it always says the Baina first, then the Saisa. And the last one is Makab Papish. I'm sorry, then it's Makab Papish and Kingdom, and the last one says Tzah. Tzah, Mishus Lishus. But Akoponim, these two Melachas, which are very similar, Kireya and Mechatech, which we were speaking about today, Kireya ripping and Mechatech cutting, Kireya is mentioned in the Mishnah by Melachas Begodim. And Mechatech is said by the Melachas of Ar. Now, most of the Melachas really can be used for other things also. It doesn't have to be used for its categories. For example, Boyer is listed in Siddur the Pas. Boyer was one of the Melachas done in making bread with some manim. They used to pull out the pebbles from the wheat to clean out the wheat, and that was Boyer. But the Pesim will say that Boyer can be even not by Eichel. Mashallah, I know people try to be careful with silverware, things like that, not to do Melachas Boyer. Even though some of the Melachas, like Kaitz and Mama, cutting off the tree, and Mama and gathering, the Gemara says it's dafka by Gedul Lekaka. It's only by Gedul Lekaka, but Boyer is not by Gedul Lekaka. So the Gaital explains, because Boyer was the pebbles. It was done to clean the chitim, the wheat, but it was also cleaning it out, taking the pebbles out of the wheat. And pebbles are not Gedul Lekaka, rocks are not Gedul Lekaka. That's why Boyer applies to everything. But Akoponim, Kireya Pashtus applies not dafka to Begodim. Even though the Moloch of Kireya is one of the Molochs of Begodim, and Mechatech applies lav dafka to R, even though Mechatech is one of the Molochs of work of leather, it really Kireya applies to everything, and ripping anything that, even if it's not a beged, and Mechatech will be anything even if it's not R itself. The Beis Yosef in Erechaim, so Mishin Yud Zayin, does say a Chiddush, he says that he brings down, Mechatech Shishainim, if Kireya is dafka manas litva, what the tikkun that you need by Kireya, what's the reason you need a tikkun? Most Rishonim learn the reason you need a tikkun is it shouldn't be makalkal. Every malach we know has to be a masaki, not makalkal. There's a klal in malach Shabbos, has to be malach Shabbos. And Kireya is normally, you're ruining the thing, it's makalkal. So it has to be Kireya manas litva, you're ripping in order to re-sew it, to fix the sewing that wasn't done right. That makes it masakin. But most Rishonim say, if you have a different tikkun, it's also chayiv. If some other, not dafka manas litva. But the Beis Yosef says, some Rishonim say, it's dafka manas litva. And then it might only be by Begodim. The Melech HaKriya is only chayiv if it's on manas litva. And the Beis Yosef must be medayik that in Rashi. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, dafam chesam and alaf. The Gemara says that, ha-bisech beis tzava, if you open up the neck of a beged, you chayiv achatas. One of the last, things that are done when you make certain kind of shirts or a sweater is they would open up the place for the neck, the base tzava, the place for the head to go through, place for the neck. So that's chayiv. So Rashi says of the chayiv mishum makav patish. A sweater is also keli, and this is the final thing. So this is makav patish. So effective base esef. Why is the chayiv mishum kareya? The chayiv should be kareya, and it's not makalkal. It's masakin. You're fixing the beged. So base esef must be that in Rashi. The Rashi holds kareya is dafka manas litva. There's no issa of ripping. Oh, very good, very good. Kivega is the kasha. So Kivega and the Moganovis, the Matcha Benet, also was going to Dabashak. They both asked from the Gemara Daf Kafei. The Gemara says, Kivega Amesa is actually the national Gemara. Amesa also, the Gemara says, when a person loses from the seven Kraven, he has to rise Kriya. And Chere, the Gemara is talking about even without that. He's ripping his clothing from anguish and makes them feel better. The Gemara says Yechayiv, and the Gemara says the reason is. I'm sorry.
Of course, you're not allowed to be touched.
Depends on which
mess,
right?
No,
yeah,
I'll be
one. Yeah, the Gemara says Asa Nachasruach Liyitzu. Is that the Gemara? Asa Nachasruach. He makes himself feel better because that's also called Masakin. Just ripping something and Chayshu Makalkal, but because he's doing it from Tzah and it makes him feel better, that's also called Masakin. So they say, you see from here that you don't, any tikkun is chayiv. You don't need amana sitfa. Chayiv sepenga on the Beis Yosef that wants to be medak and Rashi, and another Rishonim that chayiv is dafka amana sitfa. But my say that's the Kivega Paskins and Tysus Kivega Mishnais, and the Bia Halacha in Simit Shemem Sifidalna also passes the same way, that Kerei is Chayiv, Lav Dafka Manasitva, as long as there's any Tikkun. There's another Chiddush, this is what we mentioned last week, another Chiddush from Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav will say a Chiddush that since the Malacha of Kerei is went out from Lechus Mishkan, where it was done on the Yiriyos, on the Mais Arik, something that was sown, Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to say that Kereya is Dafka if you rip something that's made from Nischava Mekama Devarim. It's something that was Nischava made from many things put together. For example, Begodim are many strings put together. Something that's made from many things put together, that's the whole Malacha of Kereya. But if it's a Guf Echad, for example, Niyah, paper, he says, or skin, or leather, he says there's no Malacha of Kereya on that. Malacha of Kereya has to be something that's Nischava from many things together. Machatech would be even on one guf. Machatech is obviously by leather. So machatech would be even if it's one piece. But kerei, once you machadish, would only be if you kerei something which is in schabim, a gufim rabim, like a beggar. And he brings the right to it from a Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Yudalad. And Hilch Shabbos brings down from a Tesefta in Shabbos, Tesefta in Beya, Perik Dalad. That Tesefta says, kerei odem es osha pi chavias. The person is allowed to rip off the ore that's on top of a chavius. It seems in the times of the Tesefta that they used to seal barrels of wine with leather, with like skin. They would seal with skin. And it was so tight, the way to take it off was you would come and you would cut it off, or you rip it off. And the Mishnah and the Braisa says you're allowed to rip it off on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch Shtel's on this, why is it mutter? Achashim melechas kareya, you're ripping the ore. Even if you're not ripping in an exact place, it's not machatech. But why is it mutter to rip off the R on top of the chavis? So the Shulchan Aruch wants to say, even though it's makalkal, when you're being makalkal, but the mice and makalkal is also a simid rabbanon. That's his kasha. We find chazal makalkal only takes off this of the raisa, but it remains this of the rabbanon. So why was it mutter to be kareya the R on the chavis? So Shulchan Aruch wants to bring a raya from here to his chiddush, that obviously there's no malachas kareya on R. When you rip which is one thing, that's not machzikrei. It has to be kareya only on something which is nischab, which was put together for many pieces, like a beged, which is put together for many pieces of string. And that's his raya. My kasha was
it's not the malacha.
If it be the malacha, then it would be makalkish b'asim d'abanan. That's how he brings raya from here. But my kasha was, what on the Shulchan Aruch Rav's raya, why does he have to say this chiddush to miyash discussion? Chiddush is you can answer with a ran. There's a ran in Shabbos, Dafkuf Memvav. The Mishnah says in Dafkuf Memvav, a similar Mishnah, similar to this after, the Mishnah says, Shoiva odem es a chavis lecho imen egregis. A person could break a chavis, a barrel, to take out one day from it. Now, breaking a barrel is a chayo, there's a shayo of binyim estir bekelim, but pashtus is an issa of estir bekelim, chayo is also malacha. So why is it mutter to break the barrel? Why is the Mishnah say mutter to break the special Mishnah in Shabbos? You break the barrel, take the food out. So Rashi says over there, the reason is because of makalkal. Because it's being makalkal. So in fact, around the kasha and Rashi, that makalkal, and even though all makalkal are part of the raisa, isur mi'ika, but it still should be asa midrabanan. Why isn't this asa midrabanan? So Naran says, Naran wants to say that this is the rabanan makalkal. Chazal were not geyser b'makom tzayich Shabbos. B'makom tzayich achila, when a person is trying to get the food out to eat l'kovet Shabbos and for einik Shabbos, Chazal did not asa. This din they call makalkin as a part of the raisa, but the osmid abonon, that's only if it's not the covenant Shabbos. But if you're doing it to get food on Shabbos, then it's mutter. When I was young, my father showed me this Ran, and he told me that this is the mokka for the veld that's megal to open packages on Shabbos. What's the heter? Why is everybody opening packages on Shabbos? Chayus kareya, how are you ripping the package? Even though the chayus says makalkal, you know, big potato chips for the kids or something, you know, even though maybe makalki ruining the big, but the chayus should be asmid abanan. Makalkal is also asmid abanan. My father told me this Ran is the mokka, just like the Mishnah says you got to break the chavis to take out food, and the Ran says the chazal did not ask the makalkal the rabbanan on when b'mokka in the Shabbos they weren't machmir, they didn't ask the same thing. The chayus asked the minig oilam. I remember this. So the chayus lefi. Where do you get that? Alright, we're gonna get that. Right, we're gonna get that soon. Yeah, we're gonna get that soon. But my question was, I was Zoe, we can say the same test with the Sefta. The reason why you're not to be Kireya the Or on the Chavis would be like this Ran. It's only Makal, it's only Stabon and Chazal, they're not us the Rabbanon when it came to food, when it came to getting food on Shabbos. People even stretch it, I think, for plastic cups or paper plates. Anything needed for food, for anything for eating, people are very, very make it, they strip it open. The Chavis is based on this Ran. That's Makal and Chazal were in Geza. So why does Shulchan Aruch Rav have a kasha by Kirei Odom as Or HaChavis? This will be the teretz. And you don't have to be mechadish, this big chiddish, that there's no Kireya on Guf Echad. So I was thinking that maybe the Shulchan Aruch Rav is going to feed a pre-chadish. There's a pre-chadish that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Shemem, and he passes like that. Pre-chadish says that if a person is Kireya Geres, opens up an envelope on Shabbos, he's chayav chattas. He's chayav midaraisa. Person rips open an envelope, it's chayav midaraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the chayav is makalkal. So the Mishnah Berurah answers that the Pichadish holds, it may be makalkal on the envelope, you need the envelope, but it's mesakin for what you're taking out. It's mesakin for the letter, it's mesakin for getting out the letter that you want to read. And the Mishnah Berurah is klez v'chakira, you remember she could clear. What if you're doing something which is makalkal on the thing, but it's mesakin b'davacha? It's makalkal on one thing, but it's mesakin b'davacha. Oh, now Kriya Mesa might be considered the gufa thing. The bag that I'm destroying is what is Masakin, because that makes me feel better, maybe. But over here, he wants to say a totally separate thing. You're Masakin to the thing you're taking out. Okay, but maybe that's always there. But the Mishra wants to say, he closes the Shayla and he says, there's a svar to say that's not called Masakin, because it's Masakin with the Vava. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's obviously the Pichadish holes, and as a Paskin Mishnah Berurah, that if you Kireya one thing and you Masakin what you're taking out, so the thing you Kireya and you're ruining the envelope, but you Masakin for what you're taking out, that's called Masakin, that's called Tikkun, that's Machs Machsheves.
It's not real Tikkun, it's not real Tikkun, it's not. It's a Chiddish, because that's not.
It's a very big Chiddish, it's a very big Chiddish.
But the Maisa. It's not even a Tikkun.
Okay, but this is what he says. Is it? But my kasha was, according to the Pichadish, what was the Ran's kasha? I'm sorry, no, it's kasha on the Ran, because the Ran said that the Mishnah says Sheva Mizachovi is Hoytzim in the Gregus is Mutta. So the Ran is why? So Rashi and the Ran both say it's Makalkal, and the Ran explains that over here Makalkal Midabon and Chazal Nerasa. But why is it Makalkal? You know you're Makalkal for breaking the Chovius, but according to the Pichadish and the Mishnah Berurah, it's Masakin for what you're taking out. What you're taking out is Masakin. Is this Ran will be a kasha to Pichadish, but obviously, according to Pichadish, he doesn't hold that this would be Makalkal. He would hold Sheva the Mesachavis would be Stu Bekeng Midaraisa. The same way he says that ripping the envelope is Midaraisa, according to him, breaking the Kengli would be Isteraisa. And Isteraisa, for sure, you can't be Mati for covered Shabbos, Fenik Shabbos. So, according to Pichadish, we're back to Akasha. How did he understand? This Mishnah that you could open the Chavis or you could cut off the R. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav came to say his Chiddush that on the R you could answer that there's no Malach of Kireya on R because it's only one Guf. But what I'm saying is only really answering for the Braisa, the Tesefta of Kireya on R, but it doesn't really answer for breaking the Chavis. That even Shulchan Aruch Rav is Moida that there's Stiyu B'Kelem on one thing. And it doesn't really answer the Pichadish either. But I'm just trying to explain a little bit, maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav wanted to say it was a new Teretz for this Kasha of Kireya Adam as Or Chavis, because the Ran's Teretz is not Nechol Deis. And the Maisa. But the way my father explained, the reason why people open packages is all based on the Ran. And if there's a Pichadish that's Chaylik, and he holds that it's Masakin, it may even be a Malach of the Reis, even being open a package. And also, the Pichadish obviously doesn't hold like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Pichadish holds that there's Kireya on the envelope, even though the envelope is Niyah, it's paper. It's not everyone holds like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So if you're not going to come onto the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Hetta, you're not going to come onto the Ran's Hetta, it's not supposed to opening packages on Shabbos. Maybe it's kedai to open everything before Shabbos, but then since Minigong was not that way. But it might be kedai to do. But I upon him, this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Rav would answer another big horror, which was bothering me. It was bothering me. Melachas Machatech, how do you ever have the Melach of Machatech without the Melach of Kireya? The Melach of Kireya you can have without Machatech. Kireya, if you rip something, not Bemida, not exact. you don't keep re-ripping, that'd be kareya na machatech. But machatech, when you cut something exact, why is nevi machatech also kareya? And the chayyah, so if you're going to want to say, maybe ain't a chanami, maybe I was...
You said it's all around there, nothing you don't have.
No, but we said it's not dafka. Machatech is on everything. According to Shulchan Aruch, according to Shulchan Aruch, would be fine for the kasha.
Yeah, because different.
Yeah, but let's just get to the kasha. How do you ever have machatech that's not kareya? So if you're going to say that that maybe enchami, maybe machatech is also kareya. So a friend of mine, Rishu Kogan, showed me the Zamban in Shabbos, the fine hay, I think, the fine down and down on days. The Zamban in Issachar, the Gemara says that the shear of Taifa, the shear of sewing is shtei tefiyot, it's two stitches. Once you sew one stitches, part of the two stitches chay. In fact, the Gemara b'hol kaimi. When you sew just two stitches, it's not going to hold. It's not going to stay. When you sew a whole beged, it was maybe the last few stitches they get frayed, but then it holds. But if you sew just two stitches, that's it. How is it going to stay? Hol kaimi, it doesn't stay. So Gemara says v'husha kashan. It must be that you tied it. You sew two stitches and you tied it. That's when you chayev on taifa. So, effectively, in Ban, every type should really be chayav because of kaisha. There's another malacha in Shabbos is of making a knot. So you see, the Ban was bothered by this kasha. The Ban's kasha, you see, he maybe in a chnami, maybe every type has to be also malachas kaisha. The Ban obviously held not like that. The Ban held that every malacha has to be shayach to be on its own. You can't have a malacha.
Now
well, how like kaimi? How like you mean? What's kaimi
mean?
What's, it doesn't stay.
What's
it doesn't stay. It won't hold. It won't hold. It'll slip out.
When you toy for more, it's kaimi. When you do all
the
tefillas, then you need those occasions.
Right.
When you
toy
for more,
it's going to
be kaimi.
Okay, but it bothered around that. The main halacha of the shear, you can never have.
You can't have.
Even that was bothering the Ramban. The Ramban held that every malach should be able to have it. So Ramban answers that v'ukasha kashan is lapped after malachas kaisha. It doesn't mean kashan kiyam. Just you wrap it up a little bit. That's what it means. Makivin zelzez is lashan. You just wrap it up. You see from Ramban, you cannot have. It bothered him to have one malach. It's only possible another malacha.
That's when you need another malacha. By there, you need the malacha kshira to be here in Korea.
But here's bothering me even more, that every machatech is malachas kareya. So, let's say, according to Shulchan Aruch is very good. According to Shulchan Aruch, machatech, you get machatech kareya if you machatech by or niya, if when you cut an exact midah by something that's only one guf, because Shulchan Aruch is machatech, there's no kareya. So, Shulchan will come to answer this kasha. Well, Maisa was looking around about this kasha, like, how do you have machatech kareya? Does anybody ask this kasha? And I found it was in the Haintika Sefer, it was about 30, 40 years ago, maybe it's still called the Haintika Sefer. Teres HaShabbos was a younger man at the time. He was a younger man, I think, maybe today he's older. But Teres HaShabbos on Hilchos Shabbos, Perich of Gimel Sukkot above, he asked this kasha also. How do you have a machatech that's not kareya? And his first teres is this teres with the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as Mechabendim. That according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you have machatech without kareya when you do machatech on Or Unia, which is one thing, which is no kareya according to Shulchan Aruch Rav. And the second teres was, he says, with Minchas Chinuch. It's Minchas Chinuch in Meisach HaShabbos. I say, the Minchas Chinuch says, Zeh Poshet, that Toifa and Kareya is only with Vam Rachim, it's only on soft things, like bendable things, like Or Vagodim, or Niyah, if you don't hold Shulchan Aruch Rav. But something which is hard, like he talks about porcelain and other things that are hard, that are kosher, there's no Minchas Kareya on that. He said, but Machatech would be. Machatech could even be on something hard. So Maisa, if you definitely have machatech without kireya, if you cut something which is not soft, which is hard, like porcelain, ceramics.
If you're gonna break some of these things, then you won't be.
It won't be kireya. Also, right?
It's not breaking.
Right. You can't say right. And it's third teretz. He wants to say the sefer. Teretz Shabbos. He says if you have machatech without kireya, if you machatech kol shub matchas, he goes by kireya. The shear is always shteitz fears. But by Mechatech, the Rambam says that by Or, the Shia is Kedeng Asis Kamiya, the Shia is more. It's Kedeng Asis Kamiya to make an amulet, which would, Nuchayr, not answer the Kasha, because it's enough of a Shia for Kareya also. It's more to make a Kamiya. But the Mechas Chinuch says by Eitzim, cutting Mechatech by Eitzim would be enough Kedeng Abashu Be'ekala to cook an egg, to make a little piece of firewood for an egg. And Matches, by metal, the Mechas Chinuch wants to say, just like the Shia Haitzah by Matches is a Kolshu, as long as a metal is considered a chashuv thing, even a kolshu, the same thing, machatech would be a kolshu. So you have machatech by metal, if you did a kolshu and you would not be chayv kareya, because it would be less than 2 years. And the third teretz he brings down is also interesting. Be halacha. Be halacha wants to say that kirei is dafka by kirei be'emtza, where you cut in the middle, where you masak in both sides. But if you cut on the side, you just like trim off on the side. That's not kirei. That's the mishnah wants to say. But machatech would be. Machatech would be even if you're just trimming off the side, not in the middle. That's the fourth case. So l'maisa, we don't need the shulchan aruch shavas chiddush. It does answer this kasha. How do you have machat and afkirei? But you don't need it because you can answer them one of the other ways. There's a descent of Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Shabbos Loch Yilalov that says Hamafrid Niyoreis Oiris Hadvukim Zengazeh B'Devet. The person separates paper or leather or ur that's connected to each other with the glue. Chayev Mishum Tolda Melachas Kireya. That's a Tolda Melachas Kireya. Separating things that are glued together is Chayev Mishum Melachas Kireya. Now I don't think this is a raya to the Shulchan Aruch Rav to say that one piece of paper is not chayev. It's only if it's a few pieces of paper put together. Of who these are put together, because that could also be chayav. The Rambam's main chiddush here is that melachas kireya is lav dafka ripping. It's any hafrada, like it's lashon hamafrid. You're not ripping anything. You're just separating things that are glued together. That would be chayav mishum kireya. It's a big chiddush that kireya is lav dafka ripping. It's any separating things that are glued together would be asa. I had a maisa, which maybe I shouldn't say over, but I'll say it anyway. When I was learning by my rebbe. Hagayin, Rabban Shay Sol, Rav Shmuel Oybach. I was once by him on Shabbos, and I went to his bookcase and I pulled out a sefer. When I pulled out a sefer, two svarim came out stuck together. It was like a warm day, very warm, a humid, it was summertime, and you know, sometimes svarim stuck together, and I was just looking in, and I pulled it, I made a big crack, that big crack noise, you know, when you pull things that are stuck together in humidity. And my Rabbi Rav Shmuel, he looked at me and he said, Bemegdus Tan. And I looked back at the end and I said, I don't know, Vazak Rosh Shiva. I made this tongue. And Rosh Shiva and Rav Shmuel said to me, I also don't know. So I also don't know. Well, I was just a good guess there. But so I don't think that's what you meant. But at the time, I remember thinking that, you know, I was young bacher and I was thinking, I got Masechta Shabbos, I got to the lot Masechta Shabbos, and what could be wrong with this? What's the shayla of pulling apart these two stuck together svarim? Like, what's the shayla over here? And now I'm thinking, maybe it's this Rambam. The Rambam says, Hamafrid, Niyare Se Ere Se Dvukum Zangazeh Bedevek, if you separate papers or skins that are stuck together with glue, Chayiv Mishum Tol of Melachas Kireya. It's Tol of Melachas Kireya. The Rambam's Chiddush is that separating is also Kireya, Lav Dafka ripping. So I think that that's what Rav Shmuel meant, and he didn't want to be embarrassed me. That could be the shayla of pulling together two svarim that are stuck together.
So you have again a kriya
mishle
on that
slit, but
it wasn't with glue.
But
it's not makal, but it's masakin.
Yeah,
the thickening.
It's glad.
Thickening is to be able to. It's easy on the svarim that way.
I mean, all people are makin with the.
I'm not supposed to say when you do something wrong. I'm saying it just for the limit Shabbat. What's going on from it?
According to the
Rav, you're right.
Right.
I'm just going back to this chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Oh, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, maybe. Oh, wait, no, it's two things. It's two things in the Shabbat, two songs put together, right? It would be also, right? That would be had either. This chiddush of Shulchan Aruch Rav, Bemis is a chayodim also. I'm quoting the Shulchan Aruch Rav, but Bemis is the chayodim in Nishmas Adam, in Klal Chavtes, he says this chiddush also, and he brings two rays to it. But I'm calling the Shulchan Aruch Rav's chiddush because the Nishmas Adam doesn't hold with it. At the end, he's derech chiddush. He said the whole thing's not mistaber. But he wants to bring two rayas to it. He brings one raya here, Sakasha. How do you ever have the malach of mafshit, skinning, taking the skin off a behemoth without kareya? When they skin a behemoth, which is one of the malachs of Shabbos, so you have to cut the ur to get the ur off the behemoth. So why isn't every malach of mafshit kareya? Like we said before, every malach, like the malach of Ramban, every malach has to be a malach on its own. Yeah, but so why isn't that much? Well, every mafshit should be kareya.
As you're pulling it off, it's stuck.
What do you mean?
Say
because
when it's
kareya.
It's kareya from the
goof
of the
behemoth.
Yes, yeah.
I'm not sure what he meant. I'm not sure what he meant. That's what he meant for the goof of the behemoth. I thought he meant cutting the ur. I'll tell you what. Here, right, because he answers this techidish. He wants to say, he was saying on Shulchan Aruch Rav, he wants to say that kareya. Yeah, but that's what was bothering me, because he wants to answer with this chiddush, that maybe kareya is not an R, because there has to be two things put together, your kareya. You cannot be kareya by one thing, like R. So that's why I understood that the Nishmas Adam's kasha was on cutting the R. But if separating the off and the basa is also like being mafrid, like that Rambam, that's one thing or two. I would think there's two things. The basa.
Yeah, but he's saying two things.
I think his kashrus was on the original cutting.
So what's the kashrus? Somebody else cut it. You cut it Erev Shabbos. And now you're being mafrid.
Oh, he actually says, if you hold like this chiddush that kerei is only on things, somebody says chava midvam rabim, then that'll be the terrace. But if you hold them, kerei is even on that, then he buys by kasha. He brings another raya also, which is, I'm not going to go into the whole raya, but he's derechid also. But Yom Yisrael seems to be fesh Rambam. The Rambam says, in kerinis in the yab, neshum kum sakin keli. The Rambam says, you cannot rip paper because it's msakin keli. You have to know what that means. You also have to know the Rambam is the Reis, the Rabbanon, but the Rambam does not say as Kereya, so the Nishma Sodom is the Kash from that Rambam, and he wants to say that the same Teretz. So the claim is also is, the Lloyd Nicker Kereya, and the Bedovish and the Schaba, the Riga, it's Fir Bebeged, or the Devak. But something which is Mashenki Minyad is not in Kereya. The Mechaschim brings down Nishma Sodom, he also doesn't like this Chiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch does pass in the Gemaisa. But again,
what's the
thing
that you
asked him to
Mazda?
Who? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no Malchus Kereya on paper and or. Which would be another head to open packages based on Shulchan Aruch. We asked him in the Goyim. Yeah, there's no this at all. Right? It's not the Malch at all, not the Rice, not the Madaban. Well, not Machatech. Actually, I was going to say, Mechatech would be us even on one thing. And toilet paper, if you're going on where it's perforated, where it's made to cut, that would be Mechatech. That's why they even talk about, the more it talks about, you should cover the Brius, the person has no choice. Some people want to say, rip the toilet paper, it's supposed to be cut. The main thing is, even opening packages, never open it where it's made to open. If it's made to open, like there's a line where it's made to open, that would be Mechatech. And that would be much worse.
Together,
that's the Rambam. The Rambam says the Yeris, anything which is glued together, Mafrid is also is the Reis, the Tola of Korea. So we have to go either with this head that is Makalkal. Then my father and Shom like explained that the head is the Ran. The belt is not the Ran because it's Makalkal, so it's only from the Bonan. And the Ran says they weren't grazing Makalkal, but Makam Achila on Shabbos. Makam Serach Achila. Or we could say with the Shulchan Aruch Rav that there's no Issa Korea. On a good effort. Right, it's Makalka, but Makalka is also Mila Bon.
Even if you do it on the preferred ones, it's Makalka.
Oh, right. Really, the problem is the Vichadish, because the Vichadish holds that it's Makalka for the package, but it's Masakim to get the thing out. Is that Mishabu passes that way in Simshim Mem? Like that, so that's another big problem. That's a reason to being a little more machmir. The Padis Yosef is a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch Rav from Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, by Nigi Begodim, you find an egg on a beged. The Torah says, if the Hamayse Bekura is in a beged, I'm in a or I'm in a shasi, you should rip the nega off the beged or from the or. So you see, the Torah uses the lashon of a kara of kri of kareya on or. How can you say there's no malach of kareya on or on something which is one goof, but the Torah calls a kara? So the Hatzvi wants the answer that the lashon of kara I say is going on the beged, the beginning of the pasuk, and just agav it said the kara is saying in a beged. The Torah continues, I mean or I mean shasi. But nechname kara only applies to beged. You don't have the lashon of kara. But I don't really understand that because. But I didn't really understand this Torah because the Maaseh for Kara Lashon HaKodesh does not apply to R. Then the Torah should have said for Kara Simin Beged, but not I know it is Simin R. You take it from the R. The fact that the Torah says Kara Simin Beged, we know the Chayz Rei Nag Shulchan Aruch Rav, but that's what they really want to answer. So we know there's we're going to get the soda bottles. You know there's a big tumult about opening soda bottles on Shabbos, bottles of plastic bottles. Some hold that. Before you open it, it's all one golem. It was never a cap and a bottle, it was all one piece. And when you open it, you're creating the cap, because the machine made it all come out all at once, and it was all one piece, the cap and the bottle. When you crack it open, you're making the cap and the bottle. And that's making a keli on Shabbos, and that should be awesome. And others are mati, others look at it, no, it is a cap and a bottle beforehand. It's not called making a cap and a bottle. I saw, most people will quote the Shom Zalman is Tshuva, the Shom Zalman is Matya. But I saw in the Kovitz that someone was very Meirich on this Indian, and he says the Stevis in the Shom Zalman is Tshuva. So if you look in Shom Zalman is Tshuva, some places he's Matya, some places he seems to Asa. It's very unclear. I once heard from a big Tamachachim, Olam Gadol, that he told me he was by Shever Brachas on Shabbos with Shom Zalman, and he saw Shom Zalman open a bottle on Shabbos. So I told him, like, you can't be 100% sure the bottle wasn't open before. Maybe they were open and just closed very tightly. And only the person looking very close will see that. You can't really see that for sure. And I'll tell you a story of myself. Another Meister, when I was in Magnus Tayyar, Rav Shmuel Bach, as a son of Shom Zalman in Tzlangir. And Shom Zalman was the Nossi of the Yeshiva. He used to come in and daven with us Mincha V'Devi V'Zeicha. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, this was Shnas Tavshin Dalan Mem, the plastic bottles first came to Eretz Yisrael. That's man. They were in America a few years before that. I don't know if anybody remembers, but when they first started in America, but these 2 liter plastic bottles first came to Eretz Yisrael then. I remember I bought one. And I went on a bus, and I remember all the Eretz Yisrael dicker were looking at me, you know, Eretz Yisrael dicker on a bus, there's no privacy, they're looking what's in your bag, and they're in my thin little socket, and they see, and they're going to be mazze. So I'm explaining to them, you know, we have this in America for a while, but it's so much lighter, the bottle's lighter, and if you drop it, it's not going to shatter into glass, into a million pieces. And I remember there was one person on the bus that, with a big smile, said, Yeshakol Baretz. Like, with such pride, Yeshakol Baretz. We have everything. We have even plastic soda bottles. Okay. But when I came back to Yeshiva, and I showed it to, so the Americans, we were used to it from America. It was there already for a little while. But they had sold the Gebachim. They were looking at it also for the first time, and they shtel on the shang immediately. I'm not even sure what we did in America until then, because it was around for a little while. But they sold the Gebachim right away as a shang. You're not open this at Shabbos. And they went to take it to Shom Zalman to ask him the Shaila. And for some reason, I didn't go. And I'm looking back, like, you know, because I was able to speak to Shom Zalman. Other times, he came to Shiva every day by Mincha, and I saw him. If I would have realized that this was history in the making, that they went to ask Shom Zalman the Shaila, I should have been there, I should have went. But I said, I didn't go. I remember they came back, and they told us that they showed it to Shom Zalman, Shom Zalman asked it. So that I could tell you that the first time it came out, I know I was with my friends, they came back, and they told me, they showed them, and he asked it. This Kovit says Reva Bon Masa. He did a research. He says Reva Bon Ritzel Asa opening the bottles. But I saw in a different Kovit, Kovit Samar.
What are they asking?
I think as Binyan Mikhailim. That's what everybody talks about.
You're making the cat, right?
Okay, so it'll be the Reisa. What are you saying?
The shy laser, you want to make a hole in the cat, you can take it off.
I'm going to say, my son is Kovitz Amor, very recently from Chedesh of Elo, Tafshanayin Hei, Amir Aleph. They bring down that Yoshev said a different Chedesh. This is what Rabbi Meir wanted to say. Yoshev wanted to say a different Chedesh. So everyone's tumbling about the Shayla, was Binyan Mikhailim or not. Was it a cap and a bottle before, or are you making it before? It was all one Golem and you're making a cap and bottle. Effectively, Yoshev, why isn't it Machatech? You're cutting it exactly in the place. You want to be careful that it breaks exactly where it's made to break. If it wouldn't be made, you wouldn't be able to use the cap. So in the Chereshim, it's Machatech. And he asked us, it's Machatech. And it's such a Pasha Zach, and I never thought of it, that everyone always talks about Binyam Steve Bekalim on soda caps, but in the Cheresh, we also, like, if Yeshua wants to say it, should be also ask Machatech. And that's what he asked.
You're turning the thing.
It's not daf with a knife. No, that's clear. The person do talk about that if it's daf with a knife. But they say machatech is even biyad or not daf with a knife.
What's the difference? Turning is a way to pull 2 things apart. You turn.
You're not pulling it apart.
Of course, you're pulling it apart.
Okay, nice. That's what this guy is speaking. Zem Hashem v'Yoshev. The Yoshev asked I'll machatech. A different reason.
Okay,
it's a little late. Basically, say, but in that curve, they saw a different shayla. Just a whole different meaning. But a different shayla. They talk about the shayla about sunglasses that are activated by the sunlight. They have severed for many years. They have sunglasses. You go outside in the sun, the tint comes on. When you go inside, the tint goes away. They're making up prescription glasses also, which is healthy for people with any eye problems or for older people. They shouldn't have the sunlight in their eyes. That when they go out in the sun, it activates it, the tint comes on, and when you come in the less bright light, it goes away. So the whole shayla is this mut on Shabbos? You got to wear these on Shabbos. So they brings down that Rav Shom Zalman was Matya, and Rav Yoshev Asad. L'chay, Rav Yoshev is more poshut. L'chay, the shayla of Tzeveya. What's the shayla of Shom Zalman? Why he was Matya? I didn't see the tshuva, but possibly the reason is because it's not kavu. It doesn't stay. It's such a temporary thing, it comes and goes, such a temporary thing, that's not the malach of tzeveya, it has to be a little permanent. Maybe that's the shayla. Well, ma'isu, Shem Zaman Asiz, and a v'yoshev, I'm sorry, Shem Zaman was Matin, and a v'yoshev was Asid. So he writes something also, ma'isu, he said this ma'isu went around the Gansay Tzol, that Raziel Eobach, who's a rav, a son of Shem Zaman, famous Maharav, he once went to a store to buy glasses. And the storekeeper was trying to sell him he should buy his glasses with this tint that comes on with this feature that it comes on in the sunlight and goes away when you go inside. So Rabbi Zvi'el Auerbach is the son of Shem Zaman. He's the Edom of Rav Yashav. He's the son of Rav Yashav and he's the son of Shem Zaman. So he started mumbling to himself about this glasses, you know, Ma'am HaShabbos and Vasas Mitshabbos. The Tata is Matir, but the Shvei Asid. So they say the storekeeper did not know who he was, and the storekeeper heard him mumbling, and he says to him, "Was tat the vashver? Has that shana daf been fregen by the gedolei yador?" He said, "He's only your father, Mati, your shver. Has that shana daf this gedolei yador?" He didn't know who he was talking to. It's nice to know. Okay. Shkoyach.